And you heard me misspeak there. I apologize. I normally don't do that. Unless you all know that, you know, it's one of those days I was sitting here thinking I wasn't on the air and had the mic turned off and it was on. I was sitting here listening to the old time radio program that Wind Talkers was playing and the music they had in the background as the show was getting ready. But we're here live 5x5 and around the world. We're here getting the signals out, and we got the truth. Welcome to the show to all my Marine buddies in Kazan, Russia, and Sochi, Russia, London, England, and Phnom Penh, Cambodia, and 5x5 to those guys that are at Butler Base. That's the United States Marine Corps Butler Base in Hawaii. It's bright and early over there this morning, a little after 0600, and there's a few of my friends over there, that the sons of fellow Marines that served with me in Vietnam, and we appreciate them tuning in and listening to their personal computers from their barracks, and one guy especially who puts the signal out throughout the restaurant. Throughout the restaurant, and I've got Dr. Judy Woods with me today, and we're going to bring her in just a second because I've got a small quote I want to bring up first for the show today. Many of you have been paying attention to the DNC, knowing what's going on out there.
I can't hear anything.
Dr. Woods can't hear anything this morning. So, we're trying to get Dr. Woods to come forward. Dr. Woods, can you hear me? I'm having a minor problem with Dr. Woods. We can't get Dr. Woods on. Do we have information? Dr. Woods, are you there? Are you there, Dr. Woods? I've got Dr. Woods online. I can hear Dr. Woods when she talks, but I can't hear her, and I wanted to do this quote. Obviously, we've got a minor problem here, ladies and gentlemen. We may have to call Dr. Woods back and see what our problem is here. Dr. Woods, are you there now? No, Dr. Woods. We haven't got Dr. Woods online for some reason. We're double checking all connections here. We've got everything up. Dr. Woods, are you there now?
Dr. Woods?
Hello?
Oh, are you there?
Yeah, I can hear.
Oh, okay. We couldn't. We didn't
hear until just now.
We didn't understand. Okay, let me get the mic adjusted here and get this out. I want to read this quote. We've been on the air for a few minutes here. But we'll get this quote going. I've got to find out what happened to the audio going out to you. It'll probably get it may get louder. If it does, just let me know. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate it. I want to read this quote here I have for today's show that is out there. I'm actually being told the phone bridge may not even be up for the USA. We're 5x5 in Australia, Bobby. Are we 5x5 in Australia? Bobby's sending me a note saying we're live 5x5 in Australia. The phone bridge in the United States is working. I don't know why nobody out there is hearing the signal on the phone bridge. This is what happens in live radio, ladies and gentlemen. Constantly little mistakes out there, and hopefully the phone bridge will come up. I've got a gentleman out there that's on the phone bridge that is trying to tell me what's going on. Dr. Wood, just bear with me, please. I've got a little problem here, Dr. Woods. We may have to reset everything and get back on. Can you hang on just a second here? I've got a whole system that's getting down. We're on live, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you that are in New Zealand. Bear with us, please, because we are having some minor difficulties this morning, and we are taping the show. Bobby's telling me the show is going out, but we're having some trouble with the listeners in the United States, and I need to get them online as well. Dr. Woods, just see what happens here. We don't know if we could even get them online at this juncture. Hang on just 1 second, Dr. Woods. And you may hear some dialing here. Hopefully we'll be able to bring this forward. And if we can, we'll see what happens. We don't know. There we are, ladies and gentlemen. We are we're definitely coming up on the line. Those of you that are in New Zealand, just bear with us, and we will have the signal going out to the USA.
Moderator,
and we've got the signal up there to the USA now, Dr. Woods. So we are here. We don't know what happened. We don't know what happened. You can't hear now.
Just barely.
Okay, Bobby, can you turn Dr. Woods' volume up a little bit? Any hope in getting her? I see the voice commands going out, but I'm having trouble with Dr. Woods. This is probably the attacks that I try to tell everybody that we have every week coming at us, and it's mind-boggling what goes on out there, because we just barely get it all together. And everything works one day, and it don't work the next day. It just blows me up. I mean, I'm looking at the signal here. Bobby, can you hear me? I mean, Dr. Woods, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, but I've got a great signal from you coming in. And would you, Dr. Woods is in, are you in New York City, Dr. Woods?
Pardon me?
Are you in New York City?
No, I'm in South Carolina.
Okay, I got a great signal from you coming out of South Carolina, but it's not as normal as it should be. This is the problem with talk radio in when you're trying to get the truth out there, ladies and gentlemen. It just drives me nuts that that people are trying to get the truth, and we're being attacked all the time. Hopefully, we have some listeners in Australia that are giving me some IMs of the Butler Bay signal. They've got the signal because they're on the phone, the Skype bridge. All the Skype bridge is here, but the other signals are out. I'm trying to get the signal out, and hopefully I'll get some reports from those that are on the phone bridge. And let me know. Dr. Woods, I'm being told from Butler Base that you're coming in 5x5 over the phone bridge, so I may have to talk a little louder to get you on. My quote for today, ladies and gentlemen, comes from James Madison. It's very apropos for these times. I quote James Madison, "I do not like the late resurrection of the Jesuits. Shall we not have swarms of them here, in as many shapes and disguises as ever a gypsy king assumed? If any congregation of men could merit eternal perdition on earth and in hell, it is this company of Loyola. Do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government." And obviously, I've got one of the radio stations out there, or one of the phone bridge people that's tied in to the radio station. If you could push one star on your telephone and mute your signal, I would appreciate it, because I'm getting some music feedback in German. So if those of you in Germany, if you're pulling this signal and throwing it out there, please one mute, and there's somebody out there that's got a little child in the background, I would appreciate if you would hit the one and the star key so we can continue, because Bobby in Australia or New Zealand is advising me that the signal is kicking back to her. She's doing everything she can to make a recording without the background music. With all of that said, Dr. Woods, if you're there, I'd like to bring you on, and we would like to continue another 2 hours of disquisition here of your research on 9/11. And as we discussed yesterday, you called your mother, and she noticed there weren't any pilots flying around in defense of Washington, D.C. on 9/11. And also, you noticed that there was a hurricane off of the coast that was headed toward New York and all of a sudden made a 90-degree turn. That's what we'd like to elaborate today. Is that possible?
Also, I think it's important to talk about the Hutchinson effect.
The Hutchinson effect. Explain what you mean by the Hutchinson effect, please, ma'am.
Well, there's a fellow named John Hutchinson who discovered some interesting things when he was trying to replicate some of the works of Nikola Tesla.
Oh, please go on, because Nikola Tesla is my
levitation,
idol.
Gelification of materials, materials changing from one material to another, a whole variety of interesting phenomena. And it was termed the Hutchinson effect, which, you know, just all these various things. I didn't know about it at the time, and I think it was very important to go through all of the evidence I saw from the images from 9/11, and I had categorized all of the different phenomena that I had noticed. And when I came upon the Hutchinson effect, it was like a one-to-one match. It was all of the things that I had noticed were all talked about in the Hutchinson effect.
Line muted.
Go ahead, doctor. That was a signal in the background telling me that
okay.
Bobby was able to find out how to get the signals muted for at her end.
And so if you go to my homepage, that's drjudywood.com, you'll notice some articles. You know, just those rows of pictures. And it's the third row down, or third section down. You'll see, the aluminum can, a toy boat. You'll see some fire. A bunch of interesting things. Just looking at on my homepage, you see all these little thumbnail pictures. And the first column, you see a boat above with water flying upwards. And below that, you see a car upside down.
Excuse me, Dr. Woods. The girls that are chimed in from San Diego, they've come in real late. Would you give out your website again?
I didn't hear that.
With the girls in San Diego just chimed in. Would you give out your website again and what page we're on?
Oh, drjudywood.com. That's drjudywood.com. And from the homepage, there's various rows of pictures, there's different sections, and there's one entitled Anomalies at the WTC and the Hutchinson Effect. And just looking at those thumbnail pictures, you'll see the top row are pictures that John Hutchinson has taken, and the bottom row are pictures from the WTC of the same phenomenon, which it sure appears to be. And we could look at a few of those.
Please, would just direct us to which one?
Lift and disruption. You see an aluminum can with a hole in it on the top row. In the bottom row, you see a van. It's a hazmat truck in front of the WTC, and it has similar holes in it. In the next column over, you have fire up in the top row. In the bottom, you have a firefighter walking through fire. You see the paper around there is not burning, and the firefighter is walking through the fire. He can walk around it, so is it really hot? And the next column over, you see fuming, a generic term for it is. At the bottom row, the WTC, the top row is John Hutchinson. And the next column over, that one is very intriguing. We have in the bottom row this bent beam, the WTC, and the top one is a bent beam from John Hutchinson.
No kidding.
And maybe we could click on that picture.
Which one?
And go to that page.
The
one with the bent beams.
The bent beams. This is the page 4, JJ 4.
Yes.
Okay. It's slow coming up, but it came up. We're all on the same page now, Dr. Woods.
Okay, good. And the top you see vehicles with the side trailing door peeled up.
Yes, ma'am.
And this is something I just, a year earlier, I didn't know what it was, but I noticed it was a distinct phenomenon. That's why yesterday it was quite painful for some folks wanting to jump to the answer, and I tried to look at the phenomenon, because it's important to understand the phenomenon first. That vehicle choice, you know, jumping to the answer because you don't know what you're looking for yet. But we see this phenomenon of the door in half, and then below that you see these pieces of aluminum that are open, sealed open.
Dr. Wood, I've got one of the radio stations that just timed in a micro broadcaster. If you would do me a favor, would you hit the 1-star key, because I'm getting the background noise from your home. I'd appreciate it. Okay, Dr. Woods, go right ahead. Continue, please.
Okay. The figure numbers currently are, 122, 21, 26. Those numbers, you see this aluminum that's blistered open.
Yes, ma'am.
And above that, you see these vehicles where the door looks like it's split and blistered open. They're saying it's sealed down.
Yes, ma'am.
And those are not laminated doors, but they look like they delaminated.
Yes, ma'am.
And that was the time I'd seen an explanation or some kind of understanding of what this peeling effect meant. And as you go down, you see some more of these pictures of the aluminum, a solid aluminum bar. It's like 3 or 4 inches per side.
Mm.
And it can't be from melting.
Right. There's somebody, Dr. Woods, I've got a radio station or somebody that has tuned in to the radio station feed, and if I could, if somebody would please hit the 1-star key out there, if it's a radio station that's rebroadcasting. Bobby, if you could mute the signal from those people, I can't control it from here. I'd appreciate it. It's really disturbing at my end. Continue, please, Dr. Woods.
And so we have these, interesting phenomena that John Hutchison has produced with the aluminum. And
that's very disturbing, Dr. Woods, and I apologize. Normally this wouldn't happen, and I don't know why the people out there can't push the 1-star key on their phone. Please, 1-star on your phone. You're disrupting the whole signal here. And Bobby in New Zealand is picking it up, and she cannot mute you out. Dr. Woods, let's try to go again, please.
Okay. So we had aluminum bars on the page. We're on JJ4 on that page. And you can tell it's not been melted because you have crisp edges of this aluminum that's splintered open. There's sharp edges in there. It's a very interesting phenomenon. And from the first responders transcript, one of them, Rene Davila, I hope I pronounced it correctly, had made this statement about this vehicle blowing up. It was kind of interesting. And about he's an emergency medical technician, or he was. He passed away recently, and I'm very sorry to hear that. He was talking about his bag of medical instruments, and he said, the force was too strong. I haven't touched it. Whatever the force was, it was strong. It was so strong that it went inside the bag. And I'm curious if his medical instruments looked like this, like this splintered open aluminum. He talked about the force, various other scenarios as well, the force coming in under the door of where he was hiding out in the Millennium Building. And as we continue down the page, you see an aluminum bar with a penny in it, embedded in it. Now, how can you explain that? Now, copper and zinc melt at a lower temperature, or a fairly low temperature, and how could they, you know, the penny retain the stamping on it and be melted inside of the aluminum? And right below that, figure 132, that's an engine, or what was an engine, of a vehicle outside the WTC. There's a figure I call the jelly truck. Sometimes they call it the what's it car, because you don't know what it was. Turns out it was a Con Edison vehicle.
It was a what?
A Con Edison vehicle.
Oh, Con Edison. That's an electric company, those of you that don't know what Con Edison is.
Yeah, it's in that area. And if you look at figure 94, right below that, it's the file cabinet. The only file cabinet found in the entire WTC complex after it went poof. And it's crumpled up, and it has holder dividers in it, a red one and a blue one, still colorful. So this was not a high heat. Something caused the metal to melt without high temperature.
That would be like taking food and putting it in a microwave, and the styrofoam doesn't get hot, but the food just cooks away.
Right, the paper towel.
Yeah, a paper towel.
Other things, the cup of coffee sitting on it, the water gets hot.
Right.
And there's some types of mugs I put in my microwave. One that I've learned never to put in there again. It burned my hand because the cup itself heated up.
Uh-huh.
Some kind of material that heated up in microwave. It could be. It looks like a ceramic, but it wasn't a regular one.
I've got an IM here from San Diego. They're asking who took all these pictures.
Various sources, and I have the source on each of these. Some of them are that I have taken. Some are from FEMA. Some are from John Hutchison. There's various sources.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to source all the pictures I have, and whatever I have a date, I try to get the date in there as well.
Understood.
But a lot of these, I've seen the actual, like John Hutchison samples, I've seen the actual samples. I've held them in my hand. I know they're real. And something caused that to happen to these samples. And I had already noticed a year earlier the same phenomenon at the World Trade Center, so that's what's been so intriguing. I don't think John Hutchison knew anything about who did whatever at the World Trade Center, but what he has in his own lab is analogous to what we've seen at the World Trade Center. So we know how those various things can be produced.
I have a question here from Butler Base in Hawaii. They're asking, who is this Hutchison, and what is his background in what you're discussing?
He's a self-taught scientist, physicist, who has learned things outside of the normal route. In other words, he didn't take a course that taught you what wasn't possible. He learned on his own.
Uh-huh.
And it's I think somewhat of a statement about our educational system. Our educational system teaches narrow thinking. And I remember, I think I was 7 years old, looking up at a total eclipse of the moon, thinking that was a really advanced culture up there that could organize turning off their streetlights, you know, altogether. There's a little bit of a delay, and that was my explanation for why we had this, you know, the light goes across the moon. I hadn't yet been taught that people don't live on the moon. We're taught so many assumptions, and the older we get, we have more and more assumptions. But if you aren't taught that, you are limited to your thinking. And John Hutchison had researched the work of Nikola Tesla, who is also, you know, outside of the mainstream thinking, and had tried to reproduce some of his work and discovered these other things. You know, it's been witnessed and videotaped and so forth. It's an interesting phenomenon that he has discovered, including free energy. Batteries that last, you know, not quite forever, but a real long time. You know, lifetime. And so continuing down this page, we're looking at these samples.
Well, look, before you go,
there's a solid piece of aluminum with a hole in it.
Right.
It's just the material inside exploded out.
That's that center picture you're looking at?
The World Trade Center.
Dr. Woods, that's that center picture? Number 124?
Let's see. 124. I'm not sure where that is. Maybe you'll find on the page. I was quite a bit further down the page.
Oh, okay. We're talking way down page. Okay.
Yep. Down like 132. The red text says appearance of melting together.
132?
Yep.
I got 131, then it jumps to 123. I'm assuming that's supposed to be 132.
Look at the red on the left side.
Right, it's got something hot right there that's red.
No, the text, it says appearance of melting together. If you go to the very top of the page, you can jump. There's little links to jump.
Uh-huh.
Very top is there's a like a little index.
Okay. I just got a note from Bobby that we're running real late on the commercial, but that was because she was working other things. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break here, and we'll be back. We'll cut the commercial break. Bobby, if we can, we just cut the commercial breaks down to just two, if we may, please. I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, a never spinning wheel. Like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon. Like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its fate. And the world is like an apple, whirling silently in space, like the circles you find in the windows of your mind.
Fearful over the latest outbreak of deadly viruses? Boost your immunity with professional strength herbs when antibiotics and vaccines won't work. Wage war against bacteria and viruses and pulverize them with our professional strength concentrated immune-boosting formulas from Apothecary Herbs. Strengthen your cells, prevent the spread of infections, increase circulation, improve digestion, and boost your immune system tenfold. Money-back guarantee on every product we sell at Apothecary Herbs. Call now toll-free 866-229-3663 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Mention Voice of Freedom and receive a free sample of our organic Heart Smart Salt. Don't wait. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength herbs that work. 866-229-3663 or online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
As food and fuel costs increase, signaling an uncertain future, making sure you have emergency herbal medicines with a 10-year shelf life is paramount. When stocking up on your emergency food and water, don't forget your backup medicines. Apothecary Herbs offers Power Herb Kits with 13 immune-boosting formulas for pneumonia, asthma, sinusitis, flu, and more. Or expand your protection with Apothecary Herbs' one-year supply of herbal medicine. Over 90 products to give you the power to address what ails you. Call Apothecary Herbs for herbal medicines with a 10-year shelf life. Order your Power Herb Kits or one-year supply toll-free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. Call now and prepare for your future. You'll be glad you did. 866-229-3663. 866-386-3663 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at once, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. And out on the air is gone, there lies a deep pain, oh, deep pain takes this country. Come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder, ride on the peace train.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for putting up with us today. Well, obviously, I was out there trying to get some things done. That's why we had a little music interlude playing a little bit longer than normal. We had a commercial break. I want to apologize to London. I want to apologize to Caracas, and I'd like to apologize to those other micro broadcasters that are feeding the signal this morning. I definitely was 2 to 3 minutes off the break, which I normally am very alerted to. I apologize for any inconvenience out there to the listeners. We do have some network problems today that we're trying to get situated. I guess it's because we're being attacked left and right out there. I'm actually, Bobby, we've got some more echo coming up. Hopefully you can squelch that out for me, please. I don't know if Dr. Woods can hear me, but Dr. Woods, we were discussing these photographs here. Would you please go ahead and continue?
If you go to the top of the page 4 of the Hutchinson series.
Yes, ma'am.
And at the top, you see a little index.
Yes, ma'am.
It says voids and holes, voids slash holes. You click on that, it takes you to the hole part of the page.
Are we talking about the very top of the screen?
Yes, the very top of the page.
The very top of the page. I've got the Star Wars. It goes all the way across there. How far over?
Oh, you go down, and you see a little list of links. It says page 4 index.
Below the title.
I'm
sorry. Page 4 index. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. And then there's it says voids and holes. Voids slash holes.
Voids and holes. Yes, ma'am. Got it.
It takes you down to that part of the page.
Right. Now we understand where you're at. Oh, this is that hole you were talking about. Yeah, this looks like a cigarette burn.
A piece of a bar of aluminum with the inside burst out.
It looks like it looks like a cigarette burn going in.
Right, except where the material in there go.
Yeah.
I've got other pictures that show, you know, it looks hollowed out underneath the surface. You can't stick a tool in there hollowed out.
And what's interesting here, this hole is blown out, not blown in.
Right.
No kidding.
Yeah, there's no tool that we have that does something like that.
Not this published.
Right, right. And right below that, there's pictures of the World Trade Center. What this whole series is all the pictures I have of the World Trade Center, there's an analogous picture that John Hutchinson has.
Uh-huh. Well, see,
you have all these mysterious holes all over the World Trade Center complex.
What is this figure 140? What kind of a photo is that layout?
That's a topographic map from USGS.
USGS, okay.
You know, to your satellite imaging, figure out, you know, what the surface looked like after the end of the day on 9/11.
Okay.
I mean, they've got this humongous hole over here, and then they've got there's little holes on all of these other buildings around that are still standing. You can tell that there's a hole. It looks like somebody's taken an ice pick with a dull end.
In the figure 140, notice in the lower part, just to the left of center, you see a stub sticking out of the ground.
Yes, ma'am.
There should be another batch of building, and it's just leveled down to the ground.
Oh, yeah. Just gone.
Yeah, there's a little bump. It should be sort of a mirror image of the one on the right.
Correct.
It's just not there. It's just missing.
Why hasn't Dr. Woods? I've got an IM here from Washington D.C. from a friend of mine that is stationed there, and he's asking why isn't this information being discussed by?
I can just barely almost not hear you or hear you.
Well, I'm getting a 5x5 signal from you. I can't talk any louder. If I talk any louder, I'm shouting so loud that it's distorted.
Okay. Before the break, it was. We'll work with it.
Okay.
You ask why isn't this being discussed?
Why isn't this discussed by the government agencies out there?
I have my speculations because this has to do with free energy and the suppression of free energy. We don't need to be paying high prices for gasoline. We can have energy free for everyone. We don't need to be fighting over energy. And this is a demonstration of it. Like, you see figure 60, which
yes,
is right
ma'am.
Below that 140 that you pointed out? You can see, where did the building go? It's just gone. Something amazing happened that day.
Well, Dr. Woods, on my show, I discussed the Tesla effects and free energy and Tesla's inventions of the early 1900s, meaning those from 1895 all the way up until 1913. And free energy is one of the things that I really, you know, I'm amazed that we don't have free energy today, and we're not driving all electric cars up and down the highway with very little need for recharging devices because we've got the technology that's over 100 years old to do this. And now you've brought forth this information here that shows that Tesla's energy field and energy ray system that he had devised back in 1927 could actually be in use by a government of the United States at the very worst.
I'm not even speculating whose government or who where, but if it's a foreign government, why doesn't the U.S. government care?
Correct. It doesn't make any difference what government, but
whatever you want to call it.
I see
that it was used.
In my own investigations, all of the Tesla inventions were turned over or were taken by the U.S. government within 24 hours of his death. And that's why I speculate on the fact that, you know, the United States government has had these. But the point being is, where are honest men and women? Why aren't they talking about these pictures? These are things that you got. You're not in the government, and you were able to get these. I'm sure you didn't have to go out there and pedal a bicycle up and down the highway looking for these.
Correct. And look what the 9/11 quote truth movement, truth suppression movement is all about. It's suppressing what I have to say as well. You know, the information is there, and it's, you know, maybe John Hutchison gets ridiculed for trying to bring it out. I get ridiculed for trying to bring it out. But look at these images. You can't deny what you see. You know, where'd the building go? It disappeared. It went poof. And in 8 seconds or 10 seconds, you could poof a building like that? It's amazing technology, whatever it was. Whoever owns it. We don't need to worry about that, but we do know it exists and it was used.
Well, there was one photograph that I was looking at here that was very detailed on, I think it was a couple of pages back, that showed the one of the twin towers at the top, and under your caption it says, the collapse was going bad, and it shows the actual tower, I mean, extremely visible. The tower was leaning at least 30 degrees.
And this, these pictures that we're just looking at, 140 that you had pointed out.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the photograph right below that, that's number 60.
Yes, ma'am.
Section. You can see that there's the body of Building 4 is gone. That's where that top was leaning over. So when the top went poof and didn't hit the ground, it didn't hit the building either. The building disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Right below the building, the mall is intact.
See, I mean, you study these pictures explicitly, and I see others that have studied these pictures. I'm not from New York, so it's hard for me to ascertain what Building 4 is and where it should be. Other than, I mean, the drawings are excellent, but there's no arrows pointing to where, well, Building 4 ought to be here.
Okay, if you saw where figure 140 is.
I've got 140 on the screen.
Okay, look, just below that, there's a set of photographs, and on the bottom right, there's 60B and 60C. You see outlines over the region. And 60C, you have a yellow box showing the north wing of WTC-4.
I see what you're saying now. Okay. Yeah,
and
see that.
All that's left, and you look at 60B, and you can see where, you know, what's missing. How big that building's supposed to be.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see. Now I'm able to ascertain. Okay, thank you, Judy. I appreciate that.
Glad you asked. And the red box, the big red box around it, shows the region that figure 60 is all about. So we should see, you know, the top part is where the footprint of Building 2 was, and the bottom part of that big picture is where Building 4, body was supposed to be, but it's gone. It just disappeared.
Here's an observation from Louisiana. It says here, it says, everybody's talking about World Trade Center 1 and 2 and World Trade Center Building 7, but nobody's talking about these buildings 4 and Building 2, and they're gone. They're literally they're just not there. It's like they evaporated.
That's a wonderful observation. Yeah, as I say, they don't get no respect.
And that's what he says here. What's wrong with these people? There's no respect to the people that were in Building 4, and the building's totally gone. What happened to the people that were in those buildings? What happened to the building?
Yeah, it's just gone. Who knows? It's powder, gone with the wind, dust.
And nobody's done. I mean, I'm talking about other physicists that aren't even talking about it from photographs that they would see. And I'm going to have to call a couple of friends of mine that are physicists and say, hey, look, now explain to me why this building's missing and you've never observed it before.
Yeah, it's MIA.
Unreal. This is literally, I mean, this is hiding information right in front of your face.
Exactly. And where it's the middle of Building 6, you see again the figure 140?
140, yes, ma'am. Figure 140.
The green diagram. And the picture just to the right of it that's numbered 139. I need to get new numbers on here. It's got all the holes in it. It looks like the post holes digger just took out core sections.
Yeah, just it's like a kid, you know, just been handed a small post hole digger, and he tells his son to go out and dig 10 post holes, but he just picks and chooses where he wants to put the holes instead of trying to put a fence up. He just jabs around where he wants to.
He just puts a whole bunch of them in one place.
Yeah, that's exactly within a small space. I see exactly what you're saying.
And from this, you know, these satellite images, you can see, you know, where they've constructed the topography of the ground, you can see there's just nothing there, where these other holes are. And to realize, these are 8 and 9 story tall buildings that are left, but 110 stories gone, 22 story buildings gone. Where is the material that accounts for that?
Uh-huh.
And if you go down the page further, that figure 300, where you see the guys climbing down that ladder into the hole with the puddle at the bottom.
Understood.
It's just an empty hole, and it have a little locator map showing where that hole is.
Uh-huh.
And then we come to the next section, jellification. That's another trait of the Hutchison effect. Now, from the World Trade Center, we have these building, these figures 151 and 152, the horseshoe beam and the big curved I-beam. And one thing interesting about that curved I-beam is curved around the wrong axis. It's curved horizontally. It should be curved vertically if it's too much load on it.
I understand.
And then figure 153 and 154, those are produced by the Hutchison effect.
Uh-huh.
Notice there's no grit marks on those solid bars. I think the one on the left is molybdenum. And my understanding that Colonel John Alexander has that that bar.
Uh-huh.
Did he say? Below that we have a copper solid copper bar. Maybe a couple inches in diameter. This curve around. And again we have World Trade Center being just curved around. There's no crinkling, there's no buckling, it's just smooth.
Understood.
And then down below that you see where it says axis of bending in this section.
Yes, ma'am.
Rolled up carpet phenomenon.
What'd you call it? Rolled up carpet?
Yeah, if you look at figures 163, XA, XB, XC, and 45, when I put them in here, I didn't have the numbers. I was going to number them all from the beginning, so they still have yet to get their correct numbers. But we see these columns that have the spandrel plate across them that are where the spandrel plate is curved around the wrong axis. If those columns, like you see down below, there's some diagrams of what the wheat checks look like. There's three columns wide by three stories tall. There's prefab sections.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you see what I'm talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if you had too much load on those and they're getting weak from a fire or, you know, high temperature, they're going to bend over. They're not going to curl around the vertical axis. But here we see in the rubble what's left. They're curved around the vertical axis. They're not bent over. They're not buckled.
Right.
They're curled up.
I have an IM. I've got a new listener that's listening here, and she's asking, could you direct from your homepage where you are on your site, since you know how to do that better than I? Would you please do that again,
okay.
Please?
On the homepage, you'll see a whole bunch of pictures, and you see where it talks about the Hutchison effect. It's like the third set of pictures down there. It's the first set where it's a double row, where you have a top row and a bottom row. And you'll see where it says JJ4. And you'll see curled beams.
She says, are you talking about jelly beans?
Yeah, the curled beams. And you'll see, you click on that and it takes you to page 4.
Okay, and then Phyllis, just scroll down.
Or at the very top, you'll see axis of bend, or the shortcut length. Not quite the very top, but the index for this page.
It's just underneath the word, the line frame, Phyllis, Judy Wood and John Hutchison. You'll see page 4 in the center, index.
And just click on axis of bend.
Okay, she's there.
Great. And you can see these, you know, the diagram of these vertical columns that are in sets of three that I call, the group I call wheat checks. And if the building was overloaded with too much weight, that should bend over. It shouldn't curl around the vertical axis.
Uh-huh.
And at figure 224, I show a little diagram of the building and show you have to have this bending around the vertical axis in order to get this kind of deformation. But that's not how the building was loaded. you look at the stuff in the rubble, and those columns are straight. Why are these sandal belts curved in the way they're curved? And that figure 163 XB, the one in the middle, it looks like a rolled up carpet.
Yeah, I've either got a radio station out there or a new listener that just came in, Judy, and they need to mute their system because you've tied in through the because of an error this morning. We've got both phone bridges running open key, and the radio station that may have tuned in needs to push the 1-star key to mute their system. I would appreciate it. 1-star. To mute your system. I don't need the feedback from the radio commercials. Okay, Judy, I'll go right ahead. I'm sorry. We've got a bunch of listeners out there, and they're trying to chime out. We've got about 60 listeners here that are hitting the 1-star key.
Okay.
So I don't know. Can you hear me better now?
Now I can. Yeah.
Okay. We've got this sweet check. Just wheat checks here. It looks like they're working around this. Is this these pictures from the original building of the complex?
One of them is. I have the diagram showing the dimensions of the wheat checks.
Yes, ma'am.
And then in the middle, there's a picture of them constructing it. And you see that they're vertical. But then over on the right-hand side, you can see how, you know, they're curved around the vertical axis.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, when you step on an aluminum can, it the sides buckle over. It doesn't curl around the vertical axis without bending over. So these columns all remain straight. And mind you, there's few columns left, but the ones that are remaining don't look right. For they aren't consistent with vertical overload. I want to say something about explosions. And there's a lot of testimony about this, the Scott packs. Those are the air packs they wear on their back, the firefighters.
Yes, ma'am.
So they can breathe air when they're in too much smoke. And they were exploding.
Those packs were exploding?
Yeah, the air tanks.
Well, that's on the back of a man's back. So obviously, if it was exploding, it was killing him.
Or, you know, they heard these, explosions if the fire trucks blew up.
Right.
And this is testimony, like Patrick Sullivan says, it must have been Scott bottles or oxygen bottles on the fire truck that blew up. These are going off. You would hear the air go, boom, and they were exploding.
Do we have any firefighters that have come forward to report them witnessing their bottles blowing up? I noticed that a lot.
This is sworn testimony.
Oh, okay. See, that's something I did not. I have not read. I'm sorry.
This is soon after 9/11. They did this first responder interviews about what all they noticed. And this is down for the record. Somebody transcribed it. I've got the link so you can download the original document.
Would you mind?
Cylinders and oxygen cylinders were all letting go. They were all blowing up left and right.
Would you mind emailing me that later in the show, after the show, and I will put it on the website for those that are interested?
This was kind of a fun one of Renee Davila, is the supervisor, asked, well, was your vehicle destroyed?
Uh-huh.
Was it on fire? He says, what? Was it on fire? Fire? We saw the sucker blow up. We heard boom.
That's good.
His truck blew up.
Okay, we're gonna have to break here. Bobby just notified me that we've got about 15 seconds, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 5 minutes. Partake of the sponsors, whether you're in New Zealand or London or Caracas, we will be back in about 5 minutes. We promise we'll get this show on the road, and hopefully we'll get a better signal. Bobby's going to try to reconnect the phone bridges and get them all situated out. This is Drew Raines. It is the 28th day of August, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Dr. Judy Woods from South Carolina in her Hutchison Effect discussions
drjudywood.com. 4 or 5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
How it goes. Everybody knows.